I was out for a walk recently when I thought I saw a small bird flying in the distance. Its wings were a purplish-brown color with buttery yellow edges that were bordered by bright blue spots. This bird seemed like it was in no particular rush to be anywhere. It was just flying around aimlessly. No native bird I could think of had coloring like this, and birds are unlikely to fly without direction. It was then I realized I wasn't looking at a small bird at all. I was instead watching the flight of a large morning cloak butterfly. The arrival of morning cloak butterflies in our region is one of the ways that our natural world tells us that spring is here to stay. Those familiar with the life cycle of butterflies know that, as a rule, it's rare to see an adult butterfly in early spring. Morning cloak butterflies are one of the exceptions to this rule. This species, and a handful of other butterfly species, do not participate in long-distance migration. Instead of migrating, adult morning cloak butterflies overwinter or hibernate during the winter months. Typical locations of overwintering include tree cavities and underneath loose tree bark. Most other butterflies overwinter as pupa or even caterpillars. But after a long winter nap, the morning cloak is ready to roll as soon as the new mating season starts. Mating season for morning cloaks starts in the spring when brightly colored males perch in sunny spots and wait for receptive females. The females lay their eggs in groups on host plants, and the newly hatched caterpillars live together in a communal web. There, they feast on the leaves of the host plant that was chosen for them by their mother. Should they run out of food, the caterpillars will travel together to a new host plant. You can recognize morning cloak caterpillars by their black bodies, red spots, and sharp spines. These little caterpillars pupate and become adult morning cloak butterflies in late June and July. After a brief feeding session, these world-class nappers hibernate again until the fall, when they emerge to eat before hitting the hay for the winter. You're most likely to see the morning cloak caterpillars on elm trees, willow trees, hackberry trees, hawthorn trees, poplar trees, and rose bushes. When they become adults, morning cloak butterflies like to drink the nectar from some plants like red maple and milkweed, but they mostly sustain themselves by consuming tree sap and decaying fruits. They can also obtain essential nutrients from mud puddles and animal droppings. Because of its lack of interest in long-distance air travel and its varied diet, the morning cloak is one of our most prolific butterfly species. The morning cloak can be found in most of North America and Europe, as well as in parts of Asia. It also has one of the most extensive lifespans of any butterfly species, living 11 to 12 months, although a third of that time is spent hibernating. Morning cloak butterflies have to worry about the same kinds of predators that prey on fellow insects: birds, reptiles, amphibians, and even other insects. The good news for the morning cloak is that it is a rather large butterfly. Its wingspan can reach up to 4 inches in length, which makes it a tough target for some smaller predators. The morning cloak butterfly won't be racking up any frequent flyer miles, and one could reasonably accuse it of lacking the year-long ambition and industriousness of some of our other pollinator species. But when it comes to adaptability, the morning cloak butterfly is knocking it out of the park. You can learn more about our native plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Patternot. I was out for a walk recently when I thought I saw a small bird flying in the distance. Its wings were a purplish-brown color with buttery yellow edges that were bordered by bright blue spots. This bird seemed like it was in no particular rush to be anywhere. It was just flying around aimlessly. No native bird I could think of had coloring like this, and birds are unlikely to fly without direction. It was then I realized I wasn't looking at a small bird at all. I was instead watching the flight of a large morning cloak butterfly. The arrival of morning cloak butterflies in our region is one of the ways that our natural world tells us that spring is here to stay. Those familiar with the life cycle of butterflies know that, as a rule, it's rare to see an adult butterfly in early spring. Morning cloak butterflies are one of the exceptions to this rule. This species, and a handful of other butterfly species, do not participate in long-distance migration. Instead of migrating, adult morning cloak butterflies overwinter or hibernate during the winter months. Typical locations of overwintering include tree cavities and underneath loose tree bark. Most other butterflies overwinter as pupa or even caterpillars. But after a long winter nap, the morning cloak is ready to roll as soon as the new mating season starts. Mating season for mourning cloaks starts in the spring, when brightly colored males perch in sunny spots and wait for receptive females. The females lay their eggs in groups on host plants, and the newly hatched caterpillars live together in a communal web. There, they feast on the leaves of the host plant that was chosen for them by their mother. Should they run out of food, the caterpillars will travel together to a new host plant. You can recognize mourning cloak caterpillars by their black bodies, red spots, and sharp spines. These little caterpillars pupate and become adult mourning cloak butterflies in late June and July. After a brief feeding session, these world-class nappers hibernate again until the fall, when they emerge to eat before hitting the hay for the winter. You're most likely to see the mourning cloak caterpillars on elm trees, willow trees, hackberry trees, hawthorn trees, poplar trees, and rose bushes. When they become adults, mourning cloak butterflies like to drink the nectar from some plants like red maple and milkweed, but they mostly sustain themselves by consuming tree sap and decaying fruits. They can also obtain essential nutrients from mud puddles and animal droppings. Because of its lack of interest in long-distance air travel and its varied diet, the mourning cloak is one of our most prolific butterfly species. The mourning cloak can be found in most of North America and Europe, as well as in parts of Asia. It also has one of the most extensive lifespans of any butterfly species, living 11 to 12 months, although a third of that time is spent hibernating. Mourning cloak butterflies have to worry about the same kinds of predators that prey on fellow insects, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and even other insects. The good news for the mourning cloak is that it is a rather large butterfly. Its wingspan can reach up to 4 inches in length, which makes it a tough target for some smaller predators. The mourning cloak butterfly won't be racking up any frequent flyer miles, and one could reasonably accuse it of lacking the year-long ambition and industriousness of some of our other pollinator species. But when it comes to adaptability, the mourning cloak butterfly is knocking it out of the park. You can learn more about our native plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.